The Legislative Budget Review Office says balancing the county's books next year will depend on Albany allowing Suffolk to refinance $30 million in debt and for Boulogne to finally sell the county nursing home. The town of Brookhaven controls zoning rights for the nursing home, so the report signaled doubt that the county could find a buyer willing to shell out the $17 million the county has already budgeted. Budgeteers also fretted over Suffolk's mounting pension debt. When the market crashed in 2008, retirement bills for county workers skyrocketed. In response, the state allowed municipalities to borrow the money. Boulogne wants to borrow $87 million next year. Over the years, Suffolk has rung up more than $200 million in pension debt, the interest of which is twice as much as the county plans to hike taxes next year. Tom Silmi is a Republican legislator from Islip.
It's similar to if somebody were to have a credit card bill and they would ask their credit card company for a cash advance in order to pay the very same credit card bill. It just doesn't make, it's not good financial management.
Legislative budget analysts say Boulogne is being overly pessimistic in estimating sales tax revenue, though their report notes that the county again increased its reliance on sales tax revenue, which is volatile and largely contributes to the county's current financial woes. If passed as is, Boulogne's budget would increase the average property tax bill by about $25 a year. Lawmakers will meet in secret over the coming weeks to hammer out a budget compromise. They will vote on it November 6th, a day after their election. Charles Lane, WSHU News.